The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3354. We're going to start a series of looks at the short stories contained in the From a Certain Point of View compilation of tales celebrating 40 years of Return of the Jedi, and we'll start off with a story featuring Moff Jar-Jarrard. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So over the course of 40 episodes between now and the end of the year, roughly, we will check out all of the short stories in the From a Certain Point of View compilation of tales celebrating the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. We won't do them all in a row. We've got all sorts of other things to talk about between now and the end of the year. But as we go through this, we're going to highlight some fun things in the various stories. We'll be in spoiler territory, but not entirely. I don't think I'm going to ruin entire stories for you or anything like that. And we're going to, you know, see what's kind of interesting about things. We're going to start off with Any Work Worth Doing by Amal El-Motar. I hope I pronounced that correctly or somewhat close. This is the story that features Moff Jar-Jarrard, who we of course met at the beginning of Return of the Jedi, who was very much behind schedule, an unreasonable schedule to be sure, but getting the Death Star 2 operational was a bit of a challenge, and with this story we actually get some insight into that challenge. What I particularly like about this story is that the characterization of Moff Jar-Jarrard is really fascinating. First of all, you know, there's a nod to his particular enjoyment of music, and he liked people seeing that he was marching along with some silent music along with Darth Vader. So there's kind of a subtle nod to the Imperial March, basically, in that regard. And yeah, when you read the story, like, it just kind of starts booming in your head. And he also has a bit of a quirk that he likes physical plans. And I guess in earlier times when he was a student, he was mocked for that sort of thing. But now, because he is older and he's higher up on the chain of command, now it can be seen as just sort of a quirky eccentricity that he likes that. And so he orders various qualities of flimsoplast. That's what they refer to the, you know, physical media that they're printing the Death Star plans on. The story itself, though, is basically a story of how Moff Jar-Jarrard finally comes to understand what is being asked of him, because he says that, or he reflects that, the statement of "we shall double our efforts" was basically an outright lie to Darth Vader, that they wouldn't be able to double their efforts because they were already doing things even more efficiently than, you know, anybody had expected them to begin with. So ultimately, it positions Moff Jar-Jarrard as the guy who had to come up with the idea of how to make enough of the Death Star operational that it would be a danger to the rebellion when they showed up, but to do it in a way that wouldn't trigger any spies in the rebellion to figure out exactly what was going on. So yeah, in that sense, it's a little bit, I guess you kind of want to give the Emperor credit for the idea of creating this trap. And, you know, some talk about, well, you know, why doesn't the Emperor just say, "I want the laser operational," and just, you know, make it simple? But yeah, according to Jar-Jarrard, there must be some reason for these machinations. And yeah, you can kind of get a sense that it makes sense, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. But yeah, entertaining nonetheless. And Moff Jar-Jarrard is actually given a lot of dimension and weight in this story. I'm not necessarily a fan of the Imperials and never generally rooting for any of them, but I gotta say, this one actually made me feel like Moff Jar-Jarrard was definitely more human and understandable under the circumstances, so he was fleshed out very well in the story. So that's what I've got for you about Any Work Worth Doing, which is the first half of an old aphorism that Vader actually repeats to Moff Jar-Jarrard in this. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.